512050, extension 116.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings, greetings to everyone. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I am going to present some things that will be alarming, possibly shocking. Maybe you're going to find it difficult to believe. It's all right. You don't need to believe it. I'm going to present it. Best as in the most effective and as accurately as I possibly can. It's difficult. It has to do with the vaccinations. It will have to do also with these black-eyed children. To begin with, since the early 50s, 1950s, there have been reports and there has been documentation on these black-eyed children. And they have no color in their iris, any part of their eyes. They are just black-eyed. There are many testimonies of people that have been around these. They're generally young, younger than 20 years of age. They're a mystery, but still, we can't dismiss these black-eyed children. Then in about the mid-90s, late 96, 98, in between that time frame, more of them started to appear here in this country. Texas, initially, I have an article, generally in Texas. And these children were just odd. Now, one thing in the research, as I read this, I will have to come from a religious, a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective on this. I'm not going to come just from documentation. There's been little investigation by doctors, research institutes. No one knows anything about these children. They don't know their parents. They don't know where the parents came from. If they have parents, they seem to stay together, generally at minimum two by twos. Now, these were just the comments out of mythology.net. And now, is this a myth or is this true? Well, we know that these things do exist. I don't believe that they are human. I believe they are human-like. I'm not sure they are actually what we would consider to be humans. I wonder if this is part of military programs, DARPA, in this country, research facilities, hidden research facilities. I don't know if these creatures can be cloned. I really don't want to believe in cloning, but Dolly the sheep, they did clone in England Dolly the sheep. It is possible to clone animals. I believe it is possible to clone sheep or humans because of the research that had been the research in UK Dolly the sheep. The sheep incubated, created in a test tube. It wasn't a very healthy creature. They had to kill it. It didn't live very long. It had problems right from the beginning, health-wise, but they still did it. They were able to do that out of the womb. Not in womb, out of the womb. There was a movie, The Matrix. The first Matrix, you had a way in which, in that world, they were able to create people in these pods. And the pods were taken care of by a system that supplied everything to them. What they ingested, what they excreted. Black-eyed children, ghoulish creatures who have been trying to gain entrance to homes and vehicles since 1996. They appear usually at night, knocking on doors or windows and begging to be let inside. The children are usually pale, light-colored hair. They generally wear modern clothes. They might wear sunglasses or grow long bangs to conceal their eyes. The children usually travel in pairs, which doubles their ability to intimidate their victims. And they do intimidate. They can be boys or girls ranging from 6 to 16 years old. Now, these creatures back then, in 1996, let's add 10, 20, maybe 24 years to that age group, do you see any adults that have strictly black eyes? How long do they live? Are they cloned? Do they have a short lifespan? Are they intelligent? They range from 6 to 16 years of age. Usually one child in the pair is several years older than the other. So in other words, they seem to take care of one another. With their personality, from military men to house cats, every living thing that encounters these black-eyed children, they have the same reaction, terror. It's not just because of their appearance, but it is something that these black-eyed people emit. Something more than just their appearance. Clearly, the children radiate negative emotions like panic and dread. We'll stop there. I'll be back. Podcasts on 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
And that's the old HBO tune for children in the late 70s, early 1980s, Fraggle Rock. I'm going to, as I go into the program, I'm going to finish with the Black Eyed Children. Are these human? Are they created, cloned? Who created them? Where are their parents? These in the 1990s, where are the adults? Do they live a short lifespan? Are they intelligent? Are they, what are they? Well, we'll talk about that. But with the Fraggle Rock, I brought that in because in the cartoon series Fraggle Rock, you had basically two groups in a society. You had the Fraggles. These are the, these Fraggles, they were the leaders. They were the, they're the ones that gave the orders. The Doozers would build. That's all that the Doozers did. They enjoyed building. Whatever was needed to be built, they built it. They put up scaffolding. They built whatever they were asked to build. In the systems of people that have been vaccinated, you have simply something in the systems, in the bloodstream, in the DNA, the cells, down to the molecular level, to the DNA level, something there is giving orders to what the other technologies are that actually do building. So something is giving orders, the other is doing the building. You may be startled, but I'm telling you, the research I've been doing and what I've been looking at is very, just to keep it simple, something gives orders, whatever is given, whatever receives the orders, they do as commanded. And they're building structures in the veins, in the arteries of people that are living, structures. They're building these antennas that are receiving signals from outside the body. I'm getting into my program. I'm going to go back, stop right there. I'm going to go back to the Black Eyed Children. Okay, so military men, cats, house cats, anything that encounters these Black Eyed Children, the same reaction, terror, because they emit something, not just at a natural level, but at a spiritual level. These children radiate negative emotions like panic and dread. Their personalities, because they haven't been studied, they don't know what type of personalities they have. They don't know where they come from. They don't know where they go. One child generally in the pair will be shameless in approaching strangers and insistent upon coming inside. They'll just show up at somebody's door, knock on the door. The person comes to the door. Can we come inside? We're cold. May we use your restroom? Can we use your telephone? The younger child will be quiet and shy. Witnesses reported enough strange happenings around these children to suggest that they have incredible powers. These powers would be occult powers. Firstly, they probably have some form of psychic or telepathic abilities. Witnesses have reported the children staring at each other as if in silent communication, and calling out to adults before they came into view. They have also tracked some individuals from town to town. despite the individual moving in secret, changing his phone number, using a fake name, etc. They are famous for their ability to manipulate emotions, inspiring fear, panic, and dread, so strong that witnesses tremble or sweat, and animals hide. At the same time, they can also exercise a hypnotic pull on their victims, making them feel like they should open the door and let the children inside. Secondly, the children seem to have an electric or radioactive field around them. Flickering lights and power outages are common when the children pop up. One witness claimed that she let the children inside and has since suffered from nosebleeds and been diagnosed with advanced skin cancer, consistent with the exposure to massive radiation. The children's ability to speak may be limited. Some witnesses have reported that they could only say one or two phrases. We need to use your telephone, or our parents are coming soon. Sometimes they make nonsense requests, like asking for ketchup to put on an apple. One witness described the children as intelligent and responsive. If you tell them they can't come inside to use your phone, they might ask you to come inside to use the bathroom or warm up. Although the children have been active in broad daylight, they seem to prefer traveling late at night. Excuse me. Their activity surges around Halloween each year. The Black-Eyed Children first appeared in 1996. A reporter in Abilene, Texas, published a story about them in a paranormal mailing list. So we'll stop with this part of these children. Now I'm going to discuss, and I have presented this to this audience, maybe 3 weeks ago. In Ukraine, when Russia went in, Russia went in and secured all of the vital infrastructure of Ukraine in the areas that she occupied. The nuclear site, anything having nuclear sites, medical buildings, bio labs of any kind, research facilities, everything of that nature. The Russians found in many of these secret facilities underground, deep underground complexes. In these complexes, I saw one video where they showed footage of black-eyed babies. They've been creating these things deep underground. These babies, they explained that a child, when a newborn, it takes about 6 weeks for that child to develop neck muscles to hold its head up. Out of the womb, these black-eyed creatures, I can't say they're human. These black-eyed creatures, they're human-like. They have arms, legs, head, torso, eyes, mouth, nose, ears, just like a human, but different. They could hold their head up right out of the womb. Immediately out of the womb, they would begin to look around, and they were memorizing everything around them. And I mean, they could look to the right, to the left, up, down. They didn't appear to look at or focus on the individual that was holding them. It's as if they didn't have any desire to even look at the person carrying them. They appeared to want to look at their surroundings. In one video, one of these black-eyed children stared just at the camera, looking at the camera and looking a little bit to the left, to the right. The person, the father that was holding the child, this was his newly born child, was trying to show this child affection by kissing it on the cheek. The child didn't pay any attention at all to this parent. None. This thing, this creature, was more interested in the camera, the camera and the surroundings, could have cared less for that father. Didn't seem to respond to affection. No response to affection at all. So in these labs, they find these children. They find that they're extremely strong for their age. They're able to hold themselves up. They appear to be intelligent, but the one thing that is evident is they are memorizing whatever is around them. I saw another video this week. I've been trying to find it to watch it again, where they had one of these black-eyed children, and this black-eyed child happened to be a black, and it was on a refrigerator, and it was maybe a year. It was still in diapers, and it crawls over the front of the refrigerator, grabs a handle, drops down, foot on the ice maker, and down to the ground. This strong, no problem. Now, this is what they found in the labs in Ukraine. And like I had stated, I think it was Monday, Ukraine was a center for continued Nazi science, medical procedures, technology, and the part of the Nazi, these where they did the experimental labs, were relocated to Ukraine with the help of the United States of America, with the help of England and some of the European countries. They didn't stop the research. They just relocated the research to Ukraine. And Ukraine was a country that was so much was very devastated, and would be the ideal place to carry out and continue these experimental labs. And the main research would be on people. Always people. Always humans. Okay, now we will, and this is a tough one again for me. I have friends, there are family members, distant relatives, friends, acquaintances. I have many friends that are elderly that have taken the vaccination, second, third. I suspect that the batches of these vaccines, whatever has been created, the batches that are being used that are the most potent are being used on young people, on younger people. The less potent, maybe, so to speak, on the elderly. Why younger people? Because younger people are of childbearing age. And you don't want to kill the women, for sure. So you want to use whatever is available that is potent, but yet not deadly. But still, you want these young women and the husbands, hopefully, or their lovers, to be vaccinated, so that when the woman is pregnant, they don't have to, the woman becomes the new, what is the word I want to use? Portable laboratory. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. A laboratory on legs. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American World Hegemony, New World Order, Agendas of Secret Societies, The Coming World Religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
We have crossed over into the Twilight Zone, but this Twilight Zone is real. I'm presenting this to you by the evidence that you can find on the internet. One of my sources is beforeitsnews.com. Not all that's on that site do I agree with. I do have disagreements with some of their thinking about Russia destroying the United States, things of that nature. There are some sites on there that I feel are maybe a little bit anti-Semitic. But with the doctors, Stu Peters, different doctors, researchers that they have, that have done their videos is very good. I believe it's very sound journalism and research. Now, okay, before I go, before I move forward for the audience, there are some Christians that believe that if a fellow Christian gets the vaccination, they will lose their salvation. To the Christian community, if you have this type of thinking, you don't know the scripture. Once you have received Christ, you are Christ's. Maybe many of you disagree. You can disagree. But my position is, once you have received Christ, you have received eternal life eternally. Now, should you, as a Christian, not do your research and get the vaccination, there are going to be physical consequences. Not spiritually, for eternity you'll be with Christ. But in time, you're going to have physical problems. You're going to have issues. You're going to get sick. But you have access to the throne of God through prayer. You can pray and ask for God's help. I'll tie this into there's a matter of Christians who commit suicide. Do Christians that are born again, that have Christ in them, if they commit suicide, does this mean the loss of eternal salvation? No. Again, my position is, once you have received the Holy Spirit, you are born again, you are Christ's forever. Now, if you commit suicide, it just means that you have ceased and end your work and your ability to labor and to have profit in the coming kingdom of heaven. You've cut your growing season short. That's the best way I can explain it. If you commit suicide, you just end the growing season. And what you could have done for Christ and for humanity, should you have lived, is cut short. You've ended that process. So no, I wanted to just present this to you. For you that are non-Christians, you should consider really looking into what does it mean to be born again? And you should consider and pray and ask the God of heaven to help you, to reveal to you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He did die and raise from the dead, and He is the life-giving Spirit, and you can, through repenting and asking Him to forgive you for your sins and just asking Him to forgive you for what you are by nature, He'll forgive you. And asking Him to please give you life eternal. Please ask Him, and ask Him to please come and live inside of you, and you will be born again. Now I'm going to go back to this matter of biolabs. They find these labs not only in Ukraine, they find a host of them. I think I heard it was either 20 or 200 of these labs. I'm going to say 20. The common denominator was they were being funded by the West, by European nations, by facilities out of this country here in the U.S., Canada. These labs, and what they're doing in these labs, they're objective is to find a way to make man immortal so a man can live forever. So you have bio labs, you have these research labs, and one thing that they find they were creating is chimeras, partially human, partially something else. And I feel that there was a very satanic and evil, sophisticated plan. And this plan is simply this, if you want to believe it. It's simply, so you have these labs, and they are limited to what they can create because they're a physical, they have proximity, they have a boundaries. They're only so big. And even like in the Matrix, they had a vast, vast cave where they were able to make thousands and hundreds of thousands of these things. Well, in the bio labs, they can't do that. So I think they came up with, through satanic insight, another sophisticated plan. And it was a way to produce millions of these chimeras, at low cost, effectively, create them in a safe environment, efficiently, with an ability to monitor their location, and even to monitor their vital signs, possibly even remotely. I think that this is one of the reasons for 5G. Sounds preposterous, doesn't it? One of the reasons for 5G is people that have received the vaccination, in them they have received who knows how many hundreds of small nanoparticles that can be read by, they emit a signal that can be picked up by Bluetooth. About 6 weeks ago, I told you a story about some people that went into a graveyard at night. They took in their cell phones. They documented it. And here they found people that had died within the last year. And out of that grave, they were emitting a Bluetooth signal. So something in that cadaver, in that deceased person, was still sending a Bluetooth signal. It could have been a microchip, something planted under their skin, or it could have been something that was put in them through vaccination. It sounds preposterous, but I'm telling you, you've got to think in different terms. You've got to think like these wicked, evil people. Otherwise, you won't get it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi, this is Bob Cambron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891.
Okay, do you feel like you're on the Midnight Express? It's hard for me to discuss this, but the thing is this. I'm looking at this from what is in the Bible. At the end of the world, there is going to be a plague. There is going to be a punishment that will come to the nations of the world. And we're there. I think that the 5G is going to be used for people that have, those that have taken the vaccinations. Inside of the vaccinations, this is what they have been finding. These, let me do it this way. These chimeras, are they a Defense Department ultimate weapon? And the, if you're going to, a military strategy is don't create chimeras in laboratories. A more effective way, a more sinister and evil way is to change the DNA of male and female. And when male and female, when they unite, they will create after their own kind. And if they have been infected with properties that change and that will destroy and change their DNA, the child, the offspring, will have its DNA altered also. In the previous program starting last week, or this week actually, the children that are being born, many are these black-eyed children. I believe that these black-eyed children, they are chimeras. They're partially human, but also there is another non-human DNA within them. And the sinister strategy is not to make tens of thousands of these things, but to make hundreds of thousands and millions of these things, altering the mother and the father's DNA, and then when they have children, they are giving birth to a partially human creature. And what better way? And I know you, this is difficult to consider, but I know DARPA and the military, I know I've studied what happened in Germany, I know what this American government has done. If they can find a way to take an individual and put demons in a person and demonize a person, what else can they do? They can actually make a biolabs, meaning a mother's womb, internationally, with every woman that would have a child. That could be the biolab. That would be efficient. That would be effective to make hundreds of millions or hundreds of thousands of these things annually. And then they can monitor and they can keep, like with the people that have been vaccinated, through the whatever is in them, in these nanoparticles and graphene oxide, they can monitor and follow and track these people. And they have a cell phone, and I think that cell phone can probably take readings from those individuals. So now you have women that are actually on two legs, a lab, creating these things. And these things are property of the governments and of the pharmaceutical companies, of the research labs that created them. As I've been reading, people that have had the vaccinations, as they begin to change genetically, they become property of these research companies, of the pharmaceutical companies. I know that you're not going to believe me. I don't. That's okay. That's okay. I'm presenting this to you. Time is telling, is going to tell the story. And these children that are being born, one thing about the about these children. They have no sense of affection toward the individuals who are raising them. They don't have an emotional tie with the parents. They won't have. To some degree, it depends on how affected the child would be. So, and then with these chimeras, they're going to be the Defense Department ultimate weapon. A non-human, controllable army/military. Why isn't the government alarmed in the shortage of qualified, able-minded men and women? Because I think they have another plan. It's in the Bible. I don't have time to give it to you today. I found it. It's in the scripture. In my opinion, they're not going to need these young, qualified, able-minded men and women. They have a different way. They have technology, and they're going to have these non-human chimeras. That's going to be the coming military, I say. And they, at the age of 8, they already can be an effective military force. They can be used on the battlefield, or they can be used for population control. Who knows what they can be used for? I know it's out there, but I'm telling you. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll finish in a few minutes.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at this show.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So as we finish the program, already there has been talk on some of the sites that the people that have received the vaccination, already probably there are laws that they are, now that they're genetics have been altered, they are part of and they belong to the pharmaceutical companies that did the research. This is already talk out there. This isn't hyperbole here. I'm telling you the truth. Now, with these children, the mothers, so what happens is you have a 6 to a 9 month period of time where this fetus is going to be exposed to the numerous technologies that the mothers received when they received these vaccinations. One, vaccination is bad. Two is even worse. A third is unbelievable. I don't think that the pharmaceutical companies want to kill the mothers. Hopefully, they're hoping that many, let's say a percentage of these women may die, but there's a greater percentage that won't die. Then there is a percentage that will probably not become infertile. They won't be able to have children, but there's going to be a percentage that they will be able to handle the vaccinations. They will be fertile. They will be able to bear children. For 6 to 9 months, this fetus is going to be exposed to numerous technologies that was introduced to the mother through these vaccinations. Nanoparticles, gold-plated nanotransistors, nanoparticles, graphene oxide, which is the scaffolding, is the properties that's going to be used to create crystals that'll be used to create these long strands of antennas in the body to receive and transmit. There's also, on the biological side, there's hydras, these little microscopic, who knows what these little creatures are. There are parasites that have also been, they could be hydras, they could be chimeras also. But that's on the biological short side. You're going to have what they call smart crystals that know how, they're just like, they fit together like scaffolding. In construction companies, they use scaffolding to build walls. Then you're going to have, like I've stated before, then you're going to have something that is very foreign to the humans. Nephilim DNA from the creatures that lived, the giants that lived at the time of Noah, that they have been able to take this DNA from these creatures. Is this in some of the batches? I believe so. Neanderthal DNA, creatures that were created before Adam even existed, back in the caveman days. I know that this stuff is in it too. We don't know what else is inside these vaccinations. But what a sinister plan by the government and these people to use women rather than creating chimeras in labs, to use women to be the lab, and they can monitor that fetus. You go to the doctor, I'm pretty sure that they can tell whether or not that fetus has been contaminated genetically and is altered genetically and is now a partially non-human creature. Well, for today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Podcasts are 1360KHNC.com. And we'll finish out the week tomorrow. Join me tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Are you tired of your cabinet slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.